Now we're going to talk about sperm. Yep, the world's largest sperm are more than 2 inches long, and they're made by male fruit flies. Now, scientists think they now understand why these tiny flies produce the biggest sperm on Earth. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
Scott Pitnick is all about giant sperm. He even has a huge sperm tattoo that winds its way down his right arm. People sometimes stare.
And when I tell them what it is, they either are very interested or they pivot on their heel and walk away.
He's an evolutionary biologist at Syracuse University. And when he finds someone who doesn't walk away, he is only too eager to explain why he has devoted his career to unraveling the mystery of giant sperm.
I mean, every decent scientist I know has this dogma-busting streak. And so you always have your eyes out for something that doesn't make any sense.
Here's why giant sperm didn't seem to make sense. Males of other species, like humans, make millions of tiny sperm a day. And it's the females who produce relatively few eggs. But in these flies, the males make small numbers of long sperm.
So for me, discovering species where males have this very female-like reproductive strategy of producing very few high-investment gametes or sperm was a thrilling moment.
Now, think about big body parts that males use to impress females, like antlers on deer or elaborate tails on peacocks. Pitnick says females check these out to decide who's good enough to mate with.
A crappy male in poor condition isn't able to afford to grow really huge antlers and carry them around on his head.
The size of a fly's sperm is not as obvious or flashy. Nonetheless, Pitnick says his research shows that sperm length has been subject to incredibly strong sexual selection.
More so than any other ornament that's ever been studied before.
And here's why. As a female flies around mating with different males, she stores all of the sperm inside a special organ. The sperm stays in there for a while until an egg comes along to be fertilized. Pitnick's work shows that longer sperm seem to elbow out their shorter rivals.
They are better competitors for this limited storage space inside of the female reproductive tract.
The size of the female's storage space and the size of the sperm have been co-evolving. When one gets bigger, so does the other. It's tough for the guy flies. It's not easy to make sperm 20 times the length of your own body.
As sperm get longer, the number of sperm males produced becomes more and more reliant on the health, the condition the male is in.
He's found that in species with long sperm, the females mate much more frequently. Only the most hardy, manly flies can produce enough long sperm to capitalize on this situation. And that pleases the ladies just fine. They want to make babies with the best. Pitnick and his colleagues lay out this tangled sperm tale in the journal Nature, and it's impressed Tim Carr. He's a biologist who's currently a visiting scholar at Kyoto Institute of Technology in Japan. He's studied giant sperm in the past.
The biology is so very different. And there has been no good explanation or even attempt to explain it.
He likes this explanation.
I think it will spark an awful lot of conversation and hopefully additional research.
Because there's no doubt more to learn from giant sperm. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.